The writer Richard Ben Kramer has been tracking Mr. Dole's presidential ambitions for many years now. He first wrote about Senator Dole in the book What It Takes. And in the current issue of Esquire magazine, he has an article on the Dole campaign titled The Heart of the Bobster. Richard Ben Kramer says he could see a change in Bob Dole as he gave his acceptance speech last night.
You know, everything in his body language during the speech showed me that he was picking up confidence and feeling it almost flow into him from the crowd. And that's what gave me such a glad feeling when he wound it up.
He had a real smile on his face right there at the end, as opposed to that sort of forced smile that he had when he came out.
Right, that tight little grin that is more for the cameras than for himself.
Do you think we actually saw the real Bob Dole last night?
Well, I think in combination with the video that ran before, I think you did see something of the real Bobster. You know, I've always put the heart of a man before his career in Congress. I've always thought that it was the life that propelled him to Washington in the first place, which really is the motor turning in him still. You know, I think that the great confusion people have about Dole is why he's out there. Why is a 72-year-old man flogging himself through this tremendous ordeal? What is it for, really, in his breast? And I think you have to go back to his early life, to the boy who was so driven with his own plans and then had all those plans shot up in the war, to find out what is the motor that's turning in him still.
You write in Esquire magazine, "Let's take a moment to explode the biggest lie of American politics." And then you go on, "It is the vision thing," saying that this is not really how it happens when you develop a political career. You start with the idea that maybe you can do it, and then you start doing the dance, the rondo, as you put it, with the guys who have the money, and it goes on from there.
Right. You know, in Dole's life, you can see it as an organic process. Dole got his first look at a president in 1960 when he was first elected to Congress. And he came to Washington and he met Dwight Eisenhower. Now, Eisenhower was not only an Olympian figure to Dole because he was the president. He had also been the commander-in-chief for whom Dole almost gave his life. And so that, from that perspective, where the little first-term Congressman Bob Dole was looking up at the great Olympian hero Ike, to the point where Dole was really inside the White House working with an old friend, Gerry Ford, there's a real progression of how the presidency came down to size in his eyes and how he might look in the mirror and say, well, I could do that job, maybe better than the guy who's in there now.
But at some point you are expected to have a vision, to be able to, you know, it reminds me of George Bush in a way. It wasn't really clear what he wanted to do other than to be president and react to things that came along.
Well, you know, I think that's true of most people who really know the job. Basically, anybody who thinks that they're going to define what their presidency is going to be about doesn't know what that job is about. I mean, there is so much that lands on a president every day. There is so much wind in that tunnel that you'd be lucky to hold on. I mean, basically, you're dealing with the worst crisis of the moment, not even all the crises of the moment. And I think if you shot Dole up with truth serum and asked him what his presidency is going to be about, he'd tell you, well, something will come up.
Edward Kennedy couldn't answer that question.
Well, I think it's a fair question because we want to see what ideas they have about what a president should do. But on the other hand, for us to demand some poetic vision of the shining city on the hill is an infantile view of American politics.
Richard Ben Kramer, his article, "The Heart of the Bobster," appears in the current issue of Esquire magazine.